But since the weekend, I've received a number of messages asking Lester, is this accurate? Is this true? Also, a number of voice notes from listeners who have been left with more questions than answers when it comes to making a special vote at the upcoming elections. The main concern relates to citizens over 60, who, according to these messages, have been told that they all qualify for a special vote, which is not the case. To answer all your questions and help to dispel some of the misinformation and fake news, we have the IEC on and Michael Hendricks. I really appreciate your time. You and I have spoken about this before. You were on with John Matham yesterday, but could you clarify for our listeners listening now who qualifies for a special vote on the 27th and the 28th of May?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners as well. It's always a pleasure. Can I start off by simply first stating that there are two categories of special votes, okay? The first category of special votes we call voting station special votes, and that is for persons who want to vote at their voting station where they're registered on the 27th and 28th. The second category of special vote is what we call home visit special votes, and those are limited to infirm disabled persons or pregnant persons who, due to their condition, cannot get to the voting station. In other words, they want us to come to the address where they are. All right. So those are the two categories of special vote. Now, let me get back to your issue that has been going on all the time around the over 60s. All right. At the voting station. What the law says is that any voter, doesn't matter what age, any voter can apply for a special vote to vote at the voting station on either the 27th or the 28th of May. All right. You don't have to provide us with a reason. There's no issue about age. It's not about the work that you do, because I've heard those sort of voice notes also that says you must only be this. No. It's a very straightforward process. All we require of you is to apply so that we know that you are coming on the 27th or the 28th. Mm-hmm. And it's a very straightforward process.
Because it's about logistics, me notifying the IEC that I am applying for a special vote, which I'll come and on the 27th, on the 28th, is that the IEC knows we need to have, say, there are 50 people who have applied for special votes. We must prepare for 50 ballots, because it is a security concern if you have a more than the required number of ballots at the voting station, which through many examples could either be lost, stolen, etc. You need to inform the IEC that you are coming on a particular day to administer your special vote. It's a security concern, a logistics issue.
That's correct. Look, I think the important thing is that everybody needs to know. Firstly, one, you as the voter will receive a receipt, a confirmation, so that you know, firstly, okay, I'm sorted now. I've got this SMS from the IEC saying that you can come on that day. So the voter knows. Secondly, we know, as you indicated, Lester, we know that they to expect this number of people to arrive at that particular voting station. Thirdly, your agents and observers who are present at the voting station on the 27th and 28th will also know, okay, this guy that pitches up here did in fact inform the IEC. We don't take walk-ins, all right? You can't walk in on the 27th and say, I want a special vote here. It will be too late. You need to have applied by the 3rd of May, which is on Friday.
What happens if, a quick question, and we're getting lots of questions. I'll go straight to these questions, Michael. What will happen to those who arrive on the 27th or the 28th and they have not applied? And must they keep the SMS to show that they are approved?
Well, that's a sort of a negative. You can't get an SMS and only arrive. You know, so if you have an SMS, it will indicate the voting station, which you obviously are registered at. You can't go to a different voting station on the 27th or 28th. You arrive there and you will be assisted. Your name will be on a list of special voters at that voting station. So you will not be turned away. All right. If you applied, you got your SMS, you will be allowed to vote either on the 27th or the 28th.
A messenger that says, I got no reply from the SMS 32249 with my ID number for a special vote on the 27th or the 28th. You mentioned this yesterday when you spoke to John Matham, that some cell phone contracts, it's an issue with you and your mobile provider because that SMS costs 1 rand and you billed for that 1 rand. So you have to check with your provider whether in fact they are paying for that 1 rand or you or not. But can you just clarify what happens if you do not get an SMS, if you SMS 32249?
Thank you, Lester. Yes, 100% correct. Individuals have different sort of arrangements with their cell phone carriers, and that is between you and your cell phone carrier. It looks like straightforward, but this one, please don't blame the IEC. This one, we are not guilty. The important thing is, if you do not receive an SMS, even after your second try, rather go on the website. All right. Go online and apply online, and then you will then get your confirmation as well. But don't keep sending if you're not getting an SMS. Clearly, there is something happening there with your cell phone provider. So please, by the second time around, rather go online, www.elections.org.za. There's a prompt on the landing page. You'll see there's special votes. Go through that process. It's also quick and easy.
Is the confusion also brought on by what is called a special vote? If we call it early voting instead of special voting, Michael, wouldn't there be less confusion because there are different categories of special votes? Yeah. As you said, section 24A, happens?
Yeah. Look, okay, 24A we'll talk about a little bit later, because 24A is not special voting. That is only on election day. It's not 27 and 28. Special voting has a history in our country, Lester. It started out as a very limited opportunity. In other words, you either worked for the IEC, you worked for SAPS, or you were a essential service, etc., or you were infirm. And over the years, we've expanded that, all right, because we found it became very difficult to say, okay, Lester the journalist, yes, okay, you can go. But sorry, Michael, the guy that, is as in to work on that day, sorry, you can't come. So it became quite a difficult situation to try, and that's why we take away the reason thing. If you cannot vote on, you cannot be at your voting station for whatever reason, if you choose not to be there and you want a special vote, just pop us the application. It's very simple. I don't know why we always try and complicate things, Lester. We make it so easy, and then people are now worried, but it's too easy. It's too easy. There must be some funny business here in the background. Really, there's no funny business. We really just make
Michael,
it easy for South Africans.
There are people complaining here. Why 3 days of voting? Everywhere else, there's 1 day. Surely, if there are 3 days, three opportunities to vote, grab it with both hands. Why complain that the IEC is making it very, very easy? Not having any limiting criteria, simply saying, if you aren't able, if you can't vote at your voting station on election day, and also if you may be physically infirm, disabled or pregnant, you qualify to vote in an early vote, essentially, Michael.
No, that's correct. And I mean, like I say, around the world you have this sort of, you say early voting. We call it special votes because that's always been in our legislation. In other countries, you also have a thing called postal voting. Now, we know, Lester, we can't rely on that sort of process anyway, because there is no sort of a thing as. But there's a number of, around the world, countries have opportunity for early voting such as this. So I think people must just make use of the opportunity. And go out there and apply by Friday, please, Lester. If you miss the boat, you miss the boat. And then your only option is to vote on election day at your voting station.
Speaking of votes, speaking of boats, rather, a messenger, someone will be out at sea. If I can find it again, I must have missed it, but I spotted it here. More of your questions. What about people traveling overseas in the timeline of the votes, Michael? Has the deadline for voting at an overseas mission, has that closed yet? M- Michael, I've lost
Sorry,
your
can
sound.
You hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. So yes, the opportunity to inform the IEC that you will be out of the country has passed. You should have informed us by the 22nd of April. If you haven't done so, you don't have the opportunity. And remember, Lester, persons who will be overseas are voting on the 17th or 18th of May. They don't actually vote on the 29th. Because those ballots have to all come back to the country in time to be counted.
There are numerous retirement facilities in Somerset West and Strand. Will they be providing special voting stations at the various facilities? Many of the aged do not have the means or transport to get to voting stations. There will be a huge drop in people not voting because of transport issues. Can the homes apply to have the ISE come around, Michael?
We only work on individual applications, so a old age home cannot make a sort of collective submission to us, because again, it depends on the situation of each individual. And as I said, it will only be for the case of infirm, disabled, or pregnant person. So we don't have sort of a, you know, allow a old age home to give us one application. We need applications for that individual. And remember, you need to get the permission of that individual. You can't apply on behalf of somebody else without their consent.
Hi, Lester. I'm looking at the voting website, and you must give a reason for wanting to vote on an earlier day. What is the disparity between Maryland's experience and what you're telling us now, Michael?
No. The only time that we ask you for a reason is if you're wanting to, you say you want a home visit, in which it will say, are you infirm, disabled, or pregnant? If you are on that one option where it simply says, I will not be in my voting district on election day, that one we don't ask you for any reason. The only time is when you want to have a home visit, you have to indicate that it is because of infirmity, disability, or pregnancy. There is no other, those are the two options.
I'm being sent a messenger which looks like it's taken from the Electoral Act 73 of 98. And it says, yeah, if on election day the person cannot vote at a voting station or at a voting district which he or she is registered as a voter due to his or a physical infirmity, absence from voting being as a duty of the member of security services. Can Michael comment on this, what he is saying? Anyone can apply for a special vote is contrary to the Electoral Act.
I'm not sure which version of the Electoral Act the listener is referring to, but the Electoral Act has been amended to make sure that we have, as I said, those categories made very clear. As I indicated earlier, that was in the past a very limited opportunity given for persons to apply. So there's definitely been a change, and I won't be saying so unless I know so. But yeah.
Hi, Lester. As someone with a visual impairment, I went online, followed the prompts for my special vote, and it was approved. Seamless and easy, says Athian in Kirstenhof. Here's the question about the special votes on special boats. Good morning. I work for a fishing company, and our boats go out for 21 to 35 days. Bringing a boat in from 200 miles offshore costs roughly 750,000 rand. Would our seafarers qualify for a special vote? The special voting will also allow us to stagger the boats.
Those voters will have to be on land, Lester, on 27 and 28. We can't go out, we can't go out to all the boats. And if that particular individual and the company, because some companies work on their shifts, I don't know. If they could have arranged for those boats to be back, that would have been something. Mm. But we don't fly out to the oceans.
Van Heek and Michael and a clean skippy with ANC, DA, EFF, electoral observers.
We'll probably come back with a very good coalition, eh?
A quick voice note there, Mario, with regards to questions of special voting days.
Morning, Lester. Quick question. What if you apply and you get the SMS, but for some reason on the 27th or the 28th, you're unable to cast the vote on that particular day? Are you still then allowed to go on the 29th, although you've received your SMS to cast a special vote? Thanks, John.
So yeah, so what if you've applied for a special vote as some sort of insurance policy? You don't know if you're going to be busy on the 29th, but I've applied for a special vote. I now have eligible to vote on the 27th and the 28th, but I'm actually going to be free on the 29th. And I want a little bit of chaos in the queue. If I miss the 27th and the 28th, could you still vote on the 29th of May?
The first thing we're going to do, Lester, is we first got to check if you didn't vote on the 27th. Look, that's the first part. And we'll see if your name has already been ticked off on the voter's roll for that voting station on the day before. Secondly, we'll check if you have a little ink on your finger. And if not, then by all means, you will be allowed to vote on election day at the voting station where you are registered. We just don't want you to vote twice, Lester. I know in Ireland, there's a saying, vote early, vote often. But we don't do that here.
What this has caused, and last week we spoke to Judge Dyer Pillay about an institution like the IEC, who over the last 30 years has delivered what will be 7 credible, free and fair elections. It's a hallmark of our constitutional democracy that elections are held regularly and it's held freely and fairly. But what this does, what this confusion does, I don't know if the messages that are sent is because some well-meaning citizen is confused, whether the messaging is confusing, or whether there may be some nefarious reasoning by wanting to confuse voters. But it's drawing a little into the credibility of the IEC, and particularly when it comes to, you know, the secrecy of votes. Michael, speak to me about the mechanisms put in place on how confidentiality is being guaranteed.
So firstly, we first have to make sure that only voters who are qualified to vote, that's why we have the voters roll. You have to be on the voters roll, and we check that against the our hard copy that is there. As I indicated earlier on, Lester, we will make sure that you didn't vote before. All right. So when you get to the voting station, we'll mark your name off. We'll check, we'll scan your ID onto our voter management device, which is connected online, so that we will pick up if you voted somewhere else. All right. You get the voting officer will mark your finger and then receive your ballots. You alone go into that booth. Now remember, the ballot papers do not have any numbering. All right, because as soon as you have a number on there, you can actually track it back and say, okay, I know Lester got a ballot number 725 and 726 and 728. So we don't do that. We don't number that. We do number the book in which it comes because they're linked by a counterfoil. So you alone will know how you're voting, all right? Because remember, you go in the booth in private, you make your cross, you are required to fold your ballot there and there. Not outside, but in the booth already. So nobody knows how you vote. And then you insert it into the box together with thousands of other ballots. So nobody, we can't trace back to you and say, oh, okay, this is Lester's vote, this is Michael's vote. So that is critical to the secrecy of the ballot. We also make sure that the agents and observers are present together with other officials in the station. Everybody can see what is happening in terms of making sure that there's no funny business prior to you receiving your ballots, and that we make sure that then you can vote in a safe and secure space in the booth. So there's a number of those things that we make sure that you can, the secrecy of the ballot. We also have certain security measures on our booth, on our ballot papers to make sure that there's no fake ballots.
Say you are a visually impaired person, or say you are someone who is older and infirm, but you're still showing up at a voting station because you want to enjoy in that particular moment. And you get given a ballot paper, and we'll have 3 ballot papers. And you ask for assistance, and there will be an IEC official. There will be party observers in that voting station. Who is allowed to be around that voting booth if you have asked, you've called someone, please can you show me where the tomato party is? I want to vote for the tomato party. Who is allowed to be around that voting booth to observe whether that IEC official actually showed you directly on the paper, this is where the tomato party is? Give us the rules around that.
What happens is, as soon as a voter asks IEC official for any assistance with a ballot paper, whether it's just to explain or as you said, a person is maybe visually impaired and they want assistance in that regard. Firstly, they must make sure that that request is then made in the presence of two-party agents so that the agents know that the voter is asking for it. We're not going to come and say, I'm here to help this auntie out of the blue. And then two agents and an observer who's present will then observe that process. In other words, what the presiding officers do, he or she is limited to reading out the names and abbreviation of the parties. That's it. He can't sort of say, firstly, auntie, who do you want to vote for? And
And
then he
they
has
have
to
to
go through
then
that.
read out 52 names on a national ballot.
Yes, they have to go through that. If the voter obviously gets to the party's name and says, oh no, that's the one, that's the one. As long as, and then obviously the agents must make sure that the presiding officer marks it accordingly. So we need somebody to check because otherwise people will accuse us of falsifying the voter's wish. Can I just say, Lester, also, if you are visually impaired, you are allowed to bring an adult with you, your own person that you trust, as long as that person is 18 years old, is not an agent or a candidate. And then you will receive a ballot paper together with your assistant and the two of you will go in the booth. No agents, no IEC present. So you are allowed to bring an adult with you if you wish, when you cannot, if you are visually impaired or your disability, such as, or even that you are dyslexic, you can ask.
Michael Hendricks, the head of the IEC in the Western Cape, you have until the 3rd of May, this Friday, to apply for a special vote. And I'm sure before then we'll be making it even clearer because here are the two criteria to apply for a special vote on the 28th and the 27th of May. Someone who cannot travel to a voting station because they're physically infirm, disabled, or pregnant, or anyone who can't vote at your voting station on election day. There is no barrier or automatic vote if you are 60 years and older. This is a fake WhatsApp that's been going the round. There is no automatic eligibility for special votes. You will have to apply either online or on an SMS. And you only qualify for that special vote if you apply on the website or SMS your ID number to 32249. There's nothing new about this. I've on several occasions applied and voted on special voting days because it was linked to the work that I was doing. I was not able to vote on voting day. It's nothing new. We've been doing it for a few elections.